The Bush administration this week has been sounding the alarm about another major terrorist attack by the Al-Qaeda network. Vice President Cheney said a new attack is almost certain. FBI Director Mueller says it's inevitable suicide bombers will strike in the United States. And yesterday, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said the question of another attack is not if, but when and where and how. The warnings are a reminder that the U.S. gains against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan did not mean the terrorist network has been defeated. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
For months, the Pentagon has emphasized the progress made in Afghanistan. So with this week's batch of warnings suggesting terrorism remains alive and well, Pentagon officials have had to say again just what has been accomplished in Afghanistan. Spokeswoman Victoria Clark points out that Al-Qaeda operatives no longer have the Taliban regime there providing a safe refuge.
Afghanistan was an easy place for them to use for the terrorist training camps. We think many, many, many people were trained in Afghanistan at those camps to conduct terrorism around the world. That has been largely stopped, so that's one good sign.
The Taliban regime has indeed been overthrown, but what's that really worth? Michael Swetnam, a terrorism expert at the Potomac Institute of Policy Studies, points out that bringing the Taliban down was never the top goal of the Afghanistan war.
The primary objective was to disable and disrupt and dismantle the Al-Qaeda network. In that respect, we failed. The Al-Qaeda leadership is still alive and operating probably, if not as efficiently as it was before, at least operating efficiently enough to be able to plan and probably carry out future attacks.
U.S. government officials don't like hearing the Afghanistan war progress understated, but they agree the key measure of the operation is what harm it's done to the Al-Qaeda network. General Richard Myers, the Joint Chiefs chairman, offered his assessment in testimony yesterday before a Senate committee.
The Al-Qaeda network has been severely damaged, and they know they're going to pay a price if they directly challenge our forces. But just as a wounded animal is the most dangerous of all, Al-Qaeda remains a real threat.
The biggest blows to Al-Qaeda may have been the killing of Mohammed Atef and the capture of Abu Zubaydah. The two men were among the top five Al-Qaeda leaders. But a senior intelligence official says Al-Qaeda operatives are believed to have prearranged procedures to deal with the loss of their leaders. In addition, the official says Al-Qaeda does not really have what military commanders call a center of gravity, a single point whose destruction means the whole thing topples. The network's base in Afghanistan may have been removed, but Al-Qaeda has what this official calls a virtual headquarters. It exists only in an electronic sense. This is not a game of capture the flag, the official says. These features make Al-Qaeda an awkward target for a military operation. Ian Lesser, a terrorism expert at RAND Corporation, says recent Al-Qaeda activities have mostly been in Western countries and therefore not touchable by military means.
If we accept that Al-Qaeda and other like-minded terrorist groups are dispersed, they're in the West, they exist as an urban phenomenon, whether it's in Europe or elsewhere, clearly those are environments in which the military option is not going to play the same kind of role. It turns out to be very much about police and police cooperation and judicial cooperation and intelligence gathering, which is a very different kind of problem.
A former U.S. official who has held senior positions in both defense and intelligence agencies says the war in Afghanistan actually had, quote, zero, unquote, to do with destroying Al-Qaeda. After 9/11, he says the American people wanted action, and Afghanistan was the only place something could be done. Anyone who has followed how terrorists function, he says, knew there was little hope this war would bring Al-Qaeda to its knees. And one final point. The danger Al-Qaeda represents to the United States may come less from what Al-Qaeda operatives are currently capable of doing than from what they intend to do. And the commander of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan, Army General Tommy Franks, says he's sobered by what he's learned from Al-Qaeda fighters now in custody.
Some of the interrogation work that we've done has indicated that there is sure a desire on the part of this terrorist network in harming the United States of America. I believe we know that.
With that desire to do harm and a willingness to die while doing so, Al-Qaeda fighters remain a challenging adversary. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.